And right now on the newsline, we're pleased to welcome Nora Harden, who's the Senior Vice President of Membership and Events with the Chamber and EDC of Colorado Springs. Thanks so much for calling in, Nora.
Hi, good morning.
Good
Great to be
morning.
Here.
Now, the reason that you're calling in is because there's a virtual event that everyone can take part in, and we're encouraging that. That will be happening tomorrow. Before we get to the details of that event, why don't we back up a bit, and why don't you introduce everyone who's listening to what the Chamber of Commerce does, what its purpose is, what its mission is?
Absolutely. With just under 1,400 members, we are the largest Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development organization in the region. This means that we're the largest professional referral network in the area. And there's actually four pillars of our work. Just to break it down quickly, we do economic development, defense development, government affairs, and my area of expertise, which is membership and events.
Okay, and speaking of events, let's talk about this event. It's tomorrow. It's around the noon hour, so people who are working can take part as well. It's a virtual connectivity event, and the subject is why connectivity is the key to COVID resilience. Tell us more about this and how people can take part and what it does.
Absolutely. Sure. Our team really hasn't missed a beat with our events. We typically had our Chamber Connect two times a month at a downtown restaurant. Now that we had to switch things to virtual, we've transitioned those into weekly events. So every Thursday from 11 to 1, we do a Zoom Chamber Connect. Tomorrow at, like I said, 11:30, we start. The title is Economic Recovery and Why Connectivity is Key to COVID Resilience. So we have a fantastic team from Verizon. We have Ryan Trujillo from the city, and we're going to talk about what's going on with Smart Colorado Springs, Smart City Colorado Springs. That is an initiative that is basically a technology-driven plan to address challenges for a growing city like Colorado Springs. A lot of communities that came into this COVID crisis strong, as Colorado Springs did, are looking for ways to be on the leading edge of recovery, and Smart COS is one of those ways we're gonna do that. So we have Ryan Trujillo, as I said, the team from Verizon, Sarah Muley, Scott Height, and Andrew Cole, and they're gonna talk about which Smart COS connectivity priorities are in place, what they're currently working on, what our future is going to look like as a smart city, and why this is an initiative that's critical and can be a big part in our pandemic recovery. So very excited. Hope you're curious. I don't know how many listeners out there are aware of the Smart City, Smart COS program, but, you know, come ask some questions and take part in this interactive presentation.
Well, we're getting some good information out right now, Nora. I did want to ask you, as you speak with members of the chamber, what are any big concerns or themes that are coming through in the recovery?
Oh, I think it varies. You know, we've done a great job kind of digging in, and it's hard to talk to 1,400 folks of varying different sizes. We have the majority of our members have 25 or fewer employees. That's about 68% of our members. And it runs the gamut. You know, we're here to connect people to resources. They want to get open. They want to do it responsibly. Health and safety for our citizens, for people's customers and clients is key. We've worked and are very proud of the relationship we have and the partnership we have with El Paso County Public Health. So we've been working with them to be sure that these businesses can reopen with safety and health in mind. In fact, the new variants just passed with county commissioners yesterday to reopen another sector of multi different kinds of businesses. And, you know, we're just very, very happy that we are able to support our businesses in opening in a responsible way.
Okay, so we want to get the information out to folks. We know that there's going to be this virtual event. So I just lost the link, but it's kind of a long link. So I would suggest that people go to Chamber of Commerce EDC. Am I saying that right?
It's Colorado Springs Chamber EDC.com
Com
/events. You can register there.
Fantastic. Right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Harden. We really appreciate all the information we got out, and we know the Chamber has been working hard to continue to offer all the benefits that members get through this COVID-19 pandemic and then some, because you're having to operate and find new ways of operating in a virtual sense as well. So we appreciate Absolutely. All the efforts you're doing and everything that you're doing for your members and for the community, because we're all in this together, right?
Yes, we are. And to our members out there listening, thank you so much for your support.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate all the input that we got from the Chamber of Commerce, EDC. And once again, you can go to that website. It's ColoradoSpringsChamberEDC.com/events. Your time right now is 6:42. You're listening to KRDO News Radio.